I'm Dan Wanchura. You're listening to Points North. Carolyn Lewis wasn't a fiction writer by trade, but as she grew older, she was drawn back to her home, Old Mission Peninsula, and inspired to write imaginative short stories. Aaron Stander brings us this commentary about the late writer's work.
More people should know the name Carolyn Lewis. An award-winning writer, her stories set in northern Michigan were published in literary magazines and nominated for the prestigious Pushcart Prize. Carolyn grew up on the old Mission Peninsula, on land her family had farmed for generations. After high school, she moved to New York, completed her education, and worked as a legal scholar. But she couldn't shake her roots in northern Michigan, and during those years she began to write stories set in the region. Now less than a year after her untimely death, Carolyn's stories have been collected and published in a beautifully illustrated volume, The Wolf Keeper. The tales follow characters overlooked by society, the Native Americans with their spirituality and connectedness to the natural world, the struggles of people with little means to get by, and women pushing against a male-dominated culture. They take place in the harshness of northern Michigan winters, or in the company of cherry trees, morel mushrooms, and lake trout. Carolyn worked for years on the stories, and her devotion to craft is evident on every page. From the opening sentence to the final period, the reader is pulled into another world by the vividness of her prose. These are stories to remember, to savor, to read again and again. The Wolf Keeper by Carolyn Lewis is available from local booksellers and libraries throughout northern Michigan. For Points North, this is Aaron Stander.